Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Jefferson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cameron hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Mouton. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Mouton steals second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snopek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Snopek reaches second base with a double. Mouton scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Cameron goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fry is 0-1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Mack reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. O'Leary scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garciaparra is 0-2 in the game. Garciaparra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Wakefield now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snopek is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a pop-up into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peña is 0-1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Hatteberg for a passed ball. Peña moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña scores. Guillen moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. There goes Guillen. He's safe. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bragg is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Jefferson scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatteberg moves to second. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia-Para strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Hatteberg moves to third. Mack moves to second. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Hatteberg and he is out, Garcia-Para applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McElroy covering, for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McElroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-3 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Mack steals second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-4 in the game. Garciaparra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.